From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The head of the World Football Federation suddenly announces his resignation. Sepp Blatter, president of the World Football Federation, FIFA, abruptly resigned Tuesday in the midst of an unfolding corruption scandal.
C'est mon profond attachement à la FIFA et à ses intérêts.
Speaking in French, Blatter said it was with deep care for FIFA and its interests that he took his decision. He had been just re-elected to a fifth term last week as president. He ordered an extraordinary Congress of the Football Federation to choose a successor and said he will retain his presidential powers until then. The 79-year-old FIFA chief took the world by surprise when he announced his decision in Zurich and repeatedly professed his innocence through days of adverse publicity over FIFA executives' corrupt activities and multi-million-dollar bribe-taking. Another bomb blast rocked the Borno state capital, Maiduguri, in northeast Nigeria Tuesday, with varying casualty figures ranging from 20 to 50 dead. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Over the weekend, at least 30 died in a series of assaults by suspected Boko Haram fighters, including a suicide bombing and the use of rocket-propelled grenades. Meanwhile, Boko Haram released a video on social media Tuesday featuring a hooded and unidentified speaker accusing Nigeria and three neighboring countries, Chad, Cameroon, and Niger, of lying about their military successes against the group. The speaker says the four countries are not united in the fight against the Islamist insurgency and Boko Haram will prevail in its goal of establishing an Islamic caliphate in northern Nigeria. The six-year insurgency has left more than 15,000 dead. Hundreds more have been abducted. A regional force has ejected the group from much of its territory since February, but it remains capable of strikes. This is VOA News. President Obama Tuesday signed into law a bill ending the government's massive collection of telephone call data intended to prevent terrorist attacks. Mr. Obama said the new rules protect both civil liberties and national security. His signature followed heated debate in Congress. Under the new rules, telephone companies, not the National Security Agency, will collect and hold on to phone call records of U.S. citizens. Federal investigators would then need a court order to examine those records if they suspect anyone of contacting known or suspected terrorists. Senator Patrick Leahy is a Democrat from Vermont.
We passed the most significant surveillance reform in decades. We've done it by setting aside ideology, setting aside fear-mongering, said we'll protect the security of the United States, but we also protect the privacy of Americans.
Critics say the program was a government invasion of privacy because of the millions of Americans whose calls were scrutinized but who had no connection to terrorism. The government's authority to spy on phone calls expired this week. The new rules are a compromise, even though lawmakers from both parties say the new system will be less secure and takes a major tool in fighting terrorism away from federal authorities. President Obama says Israel's losing international credibility over whether it's serious about a peace settlement that includes a Palestinian state. He made the comments during an interview with Israel's Channel 2 television, broadcast Tuesday. Mr. Obama also said diplomacy, not military action, is the only way to stop Iran from building a nuclear bomb. In Burundi, more street protests against President Pierre Nkurunziza's bid for a third term at elections scheduled later this month, just 3 days ahead of scheduled parliamentary elections. The protesters clashed with police. Witnesses said police used tear gas. Some witnesses say they heard gunfire. Protests since late April have left at least 20 dead. Regional leaders have called for a delay of at least 6 weeks in the elections amid the ongoing tensions. The country's Electoral Commission is reportedly considering alternative dates for the votes. Meanwhile, the United States on Tuesday urged East African leaders to send a high-level delegation to Burundi to repeat opposition to the president's bid for a third term. A U.S. spokesman says another term would violate the Arusha Agreement ending the country's civil war. Four people killed when a helicopter chartered by the aid group Doctors Without Borders crashed in a quake-damaged northeast Nepal Tuesday. The bodies of three men and a woman were recovered. Police rescuers were trying to return the bodies to Kathmandu. And Tanzania has emerged as an epicenter in the African elephant poaching crisis after a census found it lost 60% of elephants in just 5 years. I'm Victor Peter.
That's the latest world news from VOA.